When global food prices peaked in 2008, the world was already behind the pace of meeting the Millennium Development Goal to cut hunger in half by 2015. The food price crisis made a bad situation worse, according to Gary Smith. He coordinates the UN Food and Agriculture Organization's response to the crisis.
It was disastrous in a way that we added over 150 million people to the impoverished group around the world.
That figure topped 1 billion in 2009. The forces driving prices up included unusually low food reserves, competition from biofuels, and the influence of speculators on commodity markets. But there is a longer-term factor at work as well, says policy director Gawain Kripke with the advocacy group Oxfam America.
Over the last three decades, international donors have cut and cut and cut the amount provided for agriculture development.
Aid for agriculture fell from about 17% of donor budgets three decades ago to less than 5% before the crisis. But then came the food riots, Kripke says.
When food prices went out of control in 2007 and 2008, world leaders paid attention, and at the G8 meeting in Italy, they made some new commitments for funding.
Led by the Obama administration, they pledged $22 billion at that meeting in July 2009. Several donors also set up a trust fund at the World Bank to direct funds to countries with the best plans. 2008 also got the attention of developing world leaders, who experts say had been neglecting their farmers. A growing number have since increased their budgets for domestic agriculture support. Many national leaders are also seeking to make the most of donors' renewed interest in agriculture. They are putting together comprehensive plans to boost food supplies. Five countries qualified for the first round of funding from the World Bank Trust Fund, worth about $230 million. Many more proposals are on the way, but the World Bank's Chris Delgado says that creates a potential problem.
There's been a tremendous effort by countries to really produce these peer-reviewed, inclusive strategic plans. And my fear and the fear of my colleagues is that we're going to have a lot more really good proposals that we simply can't fund.
That's because the trust fund is currently worth less than $1 billion. And the $22 billion the G8 pledged overall turned out to be mostly repackaged old money. Only about $4 to $6 billion is new money. And the FAO's Gary Smith says donors have not given much information about where even that money is going.
We have to take their word for it in a way that the money's been spent and that good things are happening. It's very difficult to understand what those things are.
Even with the increased donor focus on agriculture, most estimates say tens of billions of dollars a year will be needed to make a dent in world hunger. The World Bank's Chris Delgado says many developing countries are ready to make progress.
The ability to use aid well has increased considerably. There's still more to be done, but what's lacking now at this particular time is not ideas or institutions so much as the funds.
World leaders will meet in New York next week to assess progress on the Millennium Development Goals. With the number of hungry people worldwide still hovering around 1 billion, experts say a major new investment will be needed to close the gap by the 2015 target. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.